outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Elderly Turkey Carver.
Mr. Elderly Turkey Carver.
Your no spring chicken, Grandpa. You've lost control of your memory and your bladder, but not the most dangerous item in the kitchen, the electric knife.
Oh, my God, everybody stand back.
Lesser men would have relinquished the task at the onset of blindness. But you, sir, look past those cataracts and see your holiday duty.
That's not the turkey, that's the cat.
And when you drool on the bird, it's almost like basting.
We just lost our appetite. Yeah.
So the next time you're cowering under the table, hoping beyond hope that the lovable old coot doesn't saw right through it, raise a mangled drumstick in salute to Mr. Elderly Turkey Carver, a real American hero.
Mr. Elderly Turkey Carver.
He's shaking so much, there's no reason to plug it in.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the Morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, November 24th, the day before Thanksgiving. Kara, and I'm happy.
Yay! Woo! Gobble, gobble, gobble!
It sure feels like a holiday out there, doesn't it?
It does. It feels pretty good outside, actually.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually chilly, but that's cool. Have
you been out shopping, like to malls and stuff, to see the decorations?
I haven't done the mall-y thing yet, but I did do a good Target run yesterday, and then I went into Ulta, which is a beauty supply store, and I got some new hair, fancy products.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, did it
feel holiday-ish there? Or?
Yeah, you know, they are all buying for my pocketbook, you know. I got that nice Christmas feeling going on. buy me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm only one person, you know. Yeah. I'm only one person, people.
Yeah, but we need to spend money in order to lift up the economy, so everybody go out and spend a lot of fucking money, even money you don't have.
Okay, great. That's healthy. No, I mean, I did my shopping, went and thought of myself, bought myself a gift.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, no, I bought some fancy hair products, of which you can tell it feels really soft. You'll have to feel it later.
Yeah, okay.
Later, Sam, later.
I'll feel your hair later. Run my fingers through it.
No, I don't know about all that. In fact, how about we just
You
skip
mean
this?
We don't have to make it romantic or
No,
anything.
I just want you to give it a good tug, but now we're going to I think we can skip all this. You know? Just
okay.
Put that massage oil away, please.
All right, yeah.
Anyway.
Avoid me like the plague, why don't you?
No, it's good.
All right.
So, are you going to that thing tonight?
That party?
Yeah.
The Thanksgiving party. I don't know why. Are you thinking about it?
Well, I'm always thinking about doing fun stuff. I mean, because this is like my weekend, and I have to work the rest of the weekend.
That's true,
so
yeah.
So Thursday onward, I have to work.
Yeah.
So I thought about going out. I went out last night.
Uh-huh.
You guys are in the Silver Lake area, or like kind of where Los Feliz and Silver Lake meet on Sunset. There's a place called Malo, and they have margarita nights on Tuesday, so $4 margaritas, and they are the bomb.
Oh, yeah?
Really
blended
good.
And everything.
Yeah, I have this one Texan friend who, you know, she and I, every time we get together, we have to hit up Mexican food or Mexican something. Even if we're not eating, it's like, let's go be near some Mexicans. It's like,
yeah.
<I'm> just playing. It's just like it's in us. And I didn't notice it till my roommate was like, can you guys just quit it? Like, what's the deal? Like, we went on a road trip and everywhere we stopped, we had to stop at like some Mexican food place or something. Even if we weren't hungry, we just
really?
Had to Yeah, you know.
You like Mexican food?
Yeah, it's a very festive kind of food to me and fun, and the environment's usually fun. Twinkle lights and, you know, chips and salsa. Get your chips and salsa on.
Salsa.
Get your salsa on. Hi, we're having some big salsa here. So yeah, we did that last night. It's called Malo, M-A-L-O. It's really great. Free plug for them. But let me ask you this, and you're a smoker, so here, let's go to town.
Ask me, yes.
It's go time, ready? So They sat us outside in the patio area.
Mm, now, it was people cold. Were smoking?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Yes, but yeah. Here's the deal. They sat us outside with heat lamps, but it was covered. It was covered with, you know, it's like
right.
They have a retractable.
Yes, I know what it is. Yeah,
yeah they do.
That's
it.
That's terrible to smoke in there. That's indoors.
It's indoors,
right.
And it's like, it's cold. So, and I hate dumbass waitresses, and I'm probably guilty of that because I'm kind of a dumbass waitress too. But, you know, I'll do my best with, like, you know, getting somebody else to help them if I can't, you know,
right.
I'm pretty good about that, you know, mm-hmm. But, this girl just didn't, she did the whole, I don't give a shit kind of attitude,
really?
You know? Well, there's this, I'm this, not just one or two, but like a party of five set right next down to us.
Ooh.
Every one of them was smoking like a chimney.
Wow.
I'm like, this isn't the freaking 90s or the 80s, you know,
right.
Like, why is it so cool for everybody to be like,
yeah.
Oh, no.
You know what? Even if it's outdoors, but there's people around you, you don't smoke.
Well, here's
you know?
The here's the thing. I was curious, so I asked the waitress. Said, "Listen, I'm just a little curious. The smoke's a little intense.
Mm-hmm.
We're literally right next to it, and this is covered. So are they even allowed to smoke?" She's like, "Well, it's because it's a patio. They can smoke." And I'm like, "Well, but it's covered." She's like, "Well, do you want me to take the cover off?"
Mm.
And I said, "Well, it's freezing
cold." She was being a smartass.
Well, she was just kind of like, "I got other fish to fry." I'm like, "Well, you know, legally, I don't understand the rules because it's covered, and if now everybody else has to be cold if they don't want to be near the smoker."
Right, that's bullshit.
So she was like, "Well, you know, they can smoke if they want, but if you want the thing uncovered, we can do it." I'm like, "Really?" I said, "Okay, fine. Like, no worries. We're getting up anyway."
Yeah.
But I mean, I just think it's just so insensitive, and it's
no,
just...
I have to agree with you, Kira. I mean, I would never smoke in a place like that, and even if it's open. And there's people around me eating. I don't smoke.
Look, I'm not a snob.
I get up.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
stand
I know.
On the
you
sidewalk.
Seem pretty. You seem pretty like.
Because
with
people
it.
Have to be aware of what they're doing.
Well,
you know
I honestly,
mean, you can't force someone else to breathe your smoke.
Well, and it's inhaling. Like if you're not a
right.
smoker, people understand. I can feel it in my lungs. Like it sucks.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah.
So these people next to us. I mean, we were about to leave anyway, so I didn't make a big deal out of it. I just let it go. I just wanted to know what the laws were because I know that there's places in LA where you can't even smoke
outside,
on the outside
right.
on the patio,
right.
or you have to be certain feet away. So I'm like, how mm-hmm. the hell are they able to smoke? You know, obviously today it's cold. The thing is covered. So then they should not allow smokers
right,
there, you know?
Right.
So anyway, these people next to us, where is it okay? If I was actually staying for longer, and let's say we just sat down and we couldn't move and this is our seat,
mm-hmm.
and we were sitting there first. You know, is it okay to just look over there and say, "Hey guys, your smoke's offensive. I can smell it. I'm inhaling it right now."
I don't think it's your place to do it. You have to ask a waiter or a waitress to do that. And
but
what
don't you
kind of
want to go is go, "Hey, do you have any scents? It's a cover. We're covering it because it's cold." Can
right.
You?
But then you're not enjoying your dinner anymore. You're getting into a confrontation with someone
you're
else.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, the thing is, the simplest thing is to tell the waitress, "You know what? We can't take it. We're going to leave." And that's it, you know, or call the manager or something and say, you know, because you can't be forced to smoke someone
else's
smoke.
I know, but it just seems like these people have no sense. It's like some people are just such a-holes. They,
right.
they don't care.
Right.
And I'm like looking at them like they're just so in their own world. I'm like, what do you guys, you know, why are we smoking like a chimney anyway? It's not the 90s, you know,
right.
it's like, or the Marlboro days. It's like these people were chain smoking and mm-hmm. it's like a nice, kind of a nicer restaurant. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
And we're sitting there. And then the couple sitting right next to us, they're like, "I'm sorry, we want to hear this conversation too." Because they were offended by the smoke.
Yeah,
and they're like,
yeah.
"What's going on?" I said, "Do you guys feel like the bad guy now? Because I do."
Right.
And they're like, "Yeah."
You know.
And you shouldn't have to feel like the bad guy just because
no.
you don't want to inhale smoke. Like,
no.
I'm not a picky diner. I'm pretty much like, put food in front of me. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know? But
yeah.
I don't know. It just
you know what? I would have complained too. And I'm a smoker. I would have complained.
Really?
Yeah, I would have. I mean, I don't want to smell smoke when I'm eating.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I think it's a personal thing. You got to do it where you don't bother anybody. And that's it. Nobody tells you not to smoke, but
yeah.
don't smoke in front of other people.
And the waitress was kind of like, "Okay, yeah, okay, yeah." I mean, I know I brush people off when I'm busy, but that's something I would have just gotten a manager and would have been like, "Well,
yeah.
how do you handle this?" Because I was like, I even asked her, I said, do you understand the question I'm asking? I'm not really complaining. I want to know what the laws are because I think it's illegal. That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying. I do think it's illegal.
Right.
If you have a covered area for them to be smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
I have to agree with you.
Anyway, that's my little rant for that.
Yeah.
But either way, Malo, even though, you know, the waitress wasn't really on top of it, good food. Or really, you know what? Forget the food. Good margaritas.
Good margaritas.
Go there for the margaritas.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty good.
How come some bars don't have blended margaritas? It's like they tell you, "I don't have a fucking blender." Well, get one for crying out loud, you know? No, we don't have blended drinks. Well, you know, I mean, margarita that's not blended is not
No,
that
like,
great.
I like margaritas on the rocks.
Really?
Yeah, but do you like a blended one?
Yeah,
like
I like
frozen?
The blended one, yeah.
Like a frozen margarita?
Yeah, like a slush, you know?
Like a slush, then freaking go to 7-Eleven and go get yourself a freaking
No, I think I that's the way margaritas should be served.
Go get yourself a Slurpee then.
Yeah.
No, you don't drink a lot of margaritas, do you?
No.
There you go. You don't drink at all because it's kind of normative. I think some places, you know, that maybe are a little more tropical or like by the beach, they do more, I think, the frozen drinks, you know.
Yeah.
But when you're doing, you know, margaritas, I think typically they're a little more on the rocks. Mm, yeah. I do like a margarita.
Yeah. Or you know what? My wife likes mojitos, right? So uh-huh. 9 times out of 10, they tell you we don't have it.
Because they don't have fresh mint.
Yeah, I mean, go and fucking get some mint. You know, what's the big fucking deal? You know, how much does it cost? You know, so that's what I mean. I mean, some places are just like, you know, you wonder who the hell runs them.
That's funny. Just go get some mint.
Yeah, get a fucking, you know.
Why don't you bring your have
bag
your,
of mint?
Have your
something.
Wife bring her own mint with her everywhere.
I know.
Goes.
That's what I told her.
You did.
But mojitos are hard to make them the right way, you know, and maybe some people just stay away from that. But it's a great drink.
I mean, I'm not an alcoholic, even though if I keep talking about this, I'll sound like one. Good place for mojitos and mixed drinks, but just, oh, such a good place is La Descarga. That's the place I told you where you walk in, it looks like an office. They open up the closet with all these different coats, and you walk through the closet, and you're in this Cuban cigar bar.
Yeah.
So cool. You'll really like it. They do like a burlesque little show and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they make some mean mojitos.
Yeah.
The mojitos are good.
I'll have to try.
So good. So good.
Mojitos.
So here's another thing. My friend, there's a drink called Orange Gina. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
It's like a little orange
yeah,
carbonated juice.
Yeah, it's a nice shaped bottle too, and like a tear shaped bottle.
Yeah, my
right.
friend calls them Orange Ginas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's so immature. What made me think of that? So this is another thing. Question: am I a bad person? ... That was the kind of the prelude to the whole. I want to tell the smokers to go take a hike, and you uh-huh. said don't do that to the manager. Next part is ... So a friend of mine, we were looking, we were about to get online. She wanted to show me something online, and she said, oh, look at these baby photos of my sister. This is her newborn baby, and it looks so much like her. And she's like getting all enraptured in the love for this kid. And I'm like, I told her. I said, I don't do babies. I don't do them. Sorry. I just put it up. She was like, she looked babies. At me like, what the fuck? Yeah. Looked like I just killed her firstborn. She looked at me like, what?
Yeah.
She's like, and I thought I was cold.
Well, why did you have to say it?
I mean, because here's the thing. She's a friend of mine. And
humor
I'm like,
her.
You know? No, because no? you moved to L.A. so you don't have to look at baby pictures of people you don't know or care about. And I'm not talking about like a cute baby uh-huh. where they're like doing something cute and they're like kind of toddlery baby. I'm talking fresh out of the oven babies.
Right.
Where they're still kind of like.
And they don't look like anybody.
Like, how am I supposed to have any admiration for this child? I'm not trying to kill the child. I'm not trying to eat your child.
Right.
I just don't want to have to force out compliments when I think it's kind of ridiculous. Shouldn't you have some awareness? That look, not everybody's going to be in this kid because I don't understand that she looks like my sister growing up, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. You know what I mean? It doesn't make me a cold human. It just means you're forcing me to have to compliment this
okay,
figure.
So what? I mean, it's not such a big deal. I mean, you're putting your relationship on, you know.
Really? Why? That's the humor of it. Why should this be a relationship breaker? You would think that they'd have enough self-awareness to go, oh, you know what? Not everybody's in everybody's. Distant relative babies that looks like.
So it's not even her kid. It's her sister's or something?
Yeah, it's her sister's. Okay. And she's like, well, you know, her nostrils look like my sister's nostrils when she was growing up. I'm like, I don't know your sister. I don't know what your sister looked like growing up. And I have to sit here and watch
it babies.
It
would just be so much easier to go, oh, look how cute.
You're right. And I should have done that. But I thought I could be honest with this friend. I thought I could be like, I don't do this. I thought I could kind of be honest, you know? Because I mean, like, shit, how many times do people get forced where they have to go, it's so great. No, it's great, you know?
Yeah, well, it's part of.
That's why you moved to LA, so you don't have to like.
Is that why you moved to?
That's part of the perks.
So you don't have to comment on baby pictures.
That's part of the perks of moving to Los Angeles is that, you know, you don't have to look at baby photos. Nobody's married with kids here, and mostly.
You make such wild generalizations about LA.
I do. Well, most of them are true.
It's not true at all.
Most of them are true.
That's not true at all.
There is a current of single people here that's more than other people.
Yeah, but that's what you're
saying. Living in Hollywood. Go live in freaking Hollywood. It's one generation.
I'm seeing married people in this town.
Yeah, that's because you're looking
for them. But you don't see. No, I'm not.
And you live in the Valley. I'm not even talking about
the Valley. Because I'm older. People are married.
Listen, you live in the Valley, too. It's older married people, too.
Okay, I'll agree with that.
But Hollywood. Come on, I live in Hollywood. It's one generation, dude.
Okay, but Hollywood is not all of L.A., you know?
No, okay, excuse me. Hollywood. You moved to Hollywood so that you can. Give me a generalization a lot more accurate because I want the mean emails coming my way. I feel so offended that you don't like babies and that you generalize Hollywood. Okay. Anyway. Anyway, my point is,
like, stereotype this town.
Yeah, whatever. Get over it. It's 90% true. Secondly, so I went to Starbucks this morning, and I was thinking about this whole transaction about the babies, right?
Right.
And how she was really, like, pissed at me the rest of the day. She's, like, kind of brought it up a few times. I'm like, are you kidding me? You're that mad about this? Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about this baby thing, kind of laughing and thinking how I think it's ridiculous personally. And I look over and there's this mom that walks in, and she's got two girls that are about 7 years old, 8 years old. Uh-huh. And they're all three of them, including the mom, are wearing like animal fur printed jackets to kind of all match and shit. So right. I automatically hate them all. I automatically just am like disgusted.
Yeah.
You know, because I know these are bratty kids that don't know what they have. I've already judged them.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm already like, oh man, these kids are brats. The mom's living through the kids. It's just one of these, like, I'm so in love with my own family line and everybody's got to love my family line. It's annoying. Okay. Mm. So I've already judged them, right? So they sit down, and this is just about me thinking about how pissed I am about the kid situation. I look over and I see these kids, and the kid goes, Mom, it's too hot. And the mom's like, shh, just try two more sips. But just put some milk in it. And I'm like, ah. And the mom.
You're not ready for kids.
No, let me tell you, the mom, like, okay, she goes and she puts milk in it, right? And she comes back. And the sister, like, the older sister does something and kind of knocks it over a little bit. And so a few drops fall off of the little drink. Mm-hmm. And then one drop splashes on this little brat. And then she's like, and she just starts crying, right, where the whole thing has to hear it. I'm like, take your kids to Tijuana. Let them see some good hard living. You know what I mean? Get the little fluffy jackets off them. And you know what? They'll be happy they still have their little, they even get to go to Starbucks.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's kids. You know, what are you going to do?
You give them a good spank. Those kids have not been spanked a bit, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
See, like, I'm not saying I grew up functional, because I sure as hell didn't, but I never had the luxury to be a brat, because I was always just trying to make sure, you know, I was out of line of fire. You know, I got really dysfunctional family, so I didn't get to be like, I want this, I want this, you know.
But you know what? In this generation, a lot of, parents parent with guilt. You know, because we don't spend a lot of time with the kids as much as our parents used to and so forth.
Yeah.
So parents feel guilty and therefore they really dote on their kids, you know, and get them things and stuff like
maybe.
That. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's the entire thing, but but that's the thing. I mean, otherwise, you know, you don't let a kid grow up wild like that.
Well, and then I looked at it and I'm like, it's not the kid's fault. Like, the kid's being, you know, kids are being trained. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, I've heard the expression, you teach people how to treat you. It's just like children. You know, if you placate children, if you every time they're upset, if you give in or whatever, that's how they learn. It's like call and response, you know. Mm-hmm. Right. So she's just a kid. I can't blame the kid. I'm not that mean, guys. I don't hate children. I actually love kids, but I just don't like the parents usually.
Yeah.
That's usually what it is. So, forget that. I don't hate the kid. I hate the parent.
Okay.
Parent needs a good spank.
Come clean.
And not the kind we were talking about yesterday. She doesn't get a hard smack. Well, I don't understand. I mean, I work at a nice restaurant, and sometimes people bring their kids, and the kids run around the place. I'm like, dude, this isn't Shakey's Pizza.
Yeah, I know.
You know, little manners.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, some people don't know how to leave their kids with someone and go out. You know, I mean, what about parents that take their kids to the movies? You know, like you said, to restaurants, nice restaurants and shit. Totally inappropriate.
Yeah. I just, the baby's crying and so, you know, babies, you know, whatever. Anyway, I'm starting to sound like a really mean human. I'm not. I'm just telling you.
Very judgmental today.
Well,
that's
whatever.
All.
It's humorous. Hopefully you're enjoying this.
You're in the mood to rant today.
It's my ranting days. And then my last one, .. Ready?
Let's hear it.
So I met a dude recently, at a Starbucks, and
that's a black guy.
Yeah, good memory. Okay. God, we can't talk about this now. I hope he's not listening. Shit.
Why?
Because I need to stop telling people. They ask what I do. I'm on a radio show. Oh, where is the radio show? And then I don't think I'm gonna have a conversation with them later, or we're gonna exchange phone numbers. And then if I want to talk about it on the radio, and then they tune into the radio.
Then don't talk about it on the radio. What can I tell you? You know, I mean, but you started, so I just reminded myself. You know, so I can sort of sort it out. You know, who you're going with and who you're not.
Well, we're not going yet. This is actually a pretty cool dude. It's just. Mm-hmm. He texted me a few times, and I didn't know who it was.
Oh,
so
I
kind
see.
Of was like, hey, what's up? Are you on Facebook? I could see your face and remember who this was. Anyway.
Why would you answer a text to someone you don't know?
No, I remember putting the name in my phone, but I didn't remember who it was.
I see. Okay, so you did have the name on there.
Yeah, and then And then he's texted a few times, and it's never gone anywhere. But anyway, this morning he happened to be at the same Starbucks I was at, and he texted me, and I was like, oh shit, this is the guy. And I was like, oh okay, hey. And I was like, oh, I have to run. And he's actually a really cool guy. But you know, some guys just don't get it, right?
Yeah.
They don't get it.
No.
Like, they don't do guys unless.
You know, a lot of guys are very persistent because they're used to hearing no, and then they just keep on going. You know, but. Yeah, some people just put themselves out there. You know, I wouldn't do that. I mean, if I got a little hint from the girl, I would just move on.
But if you even have certain guys, if you have a hint that there's even a slightest possibility that you might be single, they think that means
they move in.
Yeah, they think that they're, and he's not like grosser. He's not like you know. Let me explain. It's not like he's being overly aggressive. He's just still trying to. It's like he's still
persistent.
He's putting a little bit of effort in, and I'm like, oh, you don't have to do all that.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's not going to go down the way you think it is. Like, it's cool.
Did you tell him? I mean, did you tell him point blank?
Well,
you know?
For the last three text messages, I didn't know who he was.
Right.
And now I'm like, oh, this guy. So because I responded to those text messages, he may think that there's a chance.
You're right.
I didn't respond other than he'd be like, hey, what's up? Nothing. What's going on with you? That kind of thing, you know.
Right.
So you know, and he's actually a cool guy.
But you showed some interest, you know. I mean,
yeah,
God,
I'm like shooting myself in the foot now.
Yeah.
No, he's actually a really cool guy, and he's somebody that I would be like, I would like to hang out with and just chat. But guys don't do that. They don't want a good chat.
No, they don't want to chat. They chat with their friends.
Yeah, he's not going to want to just hang out and get a good chat in. So, but very smart, very cool guy, just not feeling the love connect. And
no love connection there, huh?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, you know, keep on going.
Keep on keeping on.
It'll help. I mean, it'll happen one day. And if it doesn't, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
You're totally happy with the way you are right now. So
oh, yeah.
That seems good.
Mm-hmm. I love me. I'm so in love with myself.
Oh,
there's no room for anyone.
She doesn't need a man to be happy.
I don't need no man. No man's going to take care of me. I'm self-sufficient.
Yes, indeed.
No, it's not like that. I'm not a man hater. I love men.
Yeah.
But I want the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for the right one, baby.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. That's a song you need to hear.
I don't really look for love.
Right.
You know, I'm not really out there with a net trying to be a little man catcher. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll keep you guys posted if there's anything going on you need to know about.
Okay.
Because you know I will.
Yeah. We're going to hear everything, right? Every detail. Every last detail. Not really. You don't come clean a lot.
There's not a lot to come clean about. You try to think I'm having some romping.
No, I'm not trying to think that at all. Why would I? It doesn't really matter to me what you do. So, okay, well, do you want me to find you a guy?
If you were to find me a guy, what kind of guy do you think I'd like to be with? I want to know your perspective of what kind of guy.
I already know, a guy that's not interested in sex at all.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Otherwise, you wouldn't get along.
What else, Sam?
Well, he needs to be not as attractive as you. That
he
already told
us. He's going to find some toothless, dirty mother.
No, I'll just hold both pictures and say, and think to myself, okay, who's more attractive here? And if he is, then we'll let him go and get another one.
Let him go. Throw him back in the water.
Yeah, in the water.
Throw him back. He's a bad stock. No. Anyway. No.
Okay, so I guess I don't know your type.
No, you don't.
What can I tell you?
My type is kind of like...
Burly...
But not like I don't know, burly is an unattractive word to me. You know, kind of like ruggedly handsome.
Okay.
Google Viggo Mortensen.
Okay, I know who he is. In fact, he's on the cover of Entertainment Magazine this week.
Oh,
Entertainment
man, it's so
Weekly.
Hot.
Yeah. I don't know what movie he's going to be in, but I remember him on the cover.
Like just his demeanor too, like his essence is very like strong and kind of like silent strong man.
That's the way he is in the movies, you know.
I know. I don't know the guy.
In love with the character.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the guy. I'm just saying he's kind of got like silent, strong man, nice jawline.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
So you don't think he'd be too handsome for you?
No.
No.
No. I mean he's very good looking, but I don't mean like
but
I guess what I mean
better
is
looking. That's what you try to say.
It's not necessarily that. Here, let me clarify. It's not just that. It's like. It's more pretty. I don't like pretty guys. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, for example, Who's a pretty actor out there?
Like Brad Pitt is pretty.
Yeah, but he's older now. It's hard to describe. Like Brad Pitt when he was younger, not interested. Never thought he was good looking.
Right.
I mean, he's good looking, of course. I'm just saying not. It's just it's too manicured, too soft, too pretty. You know what I mean? That's the kind of thing I mean. It's
right.
Like really
right.
Ultra kind of almost the feminine features or things like that are very baby face. You know.
Right.
Like Jude Law, I mean, he's not that pretty, but he's still kind of pretty. Like, not interesting. Like, that's not sexy to me.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good-looking guy, absolutely.
Right.
That's what I mean by, like, I want to be better looking. Like,
so
I,
you want, like, a manly man.
Yeah,
know?
I like really ultra-masculine guys.
Right.
Like John Hamm from Mad Men or Clive Owen.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Clive Owen, I know.
Yeah.
My wife likes him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just a sexy little beast. He's a sexy little British beast. You know?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, ruggedly handsome men. That's what I mean. So, yeah. That, because that's like two different.
You want him to manhandle you.
Manhandle me. Oh, gosh. Well, he better be able to, you know, I mean, he better have some man hands. Some man hands, good calluses. You know, have something going on.
It's amazing what's attractive to women, you know?
I mean, I don't want him to have like cement hands or anything. But I want to know that like they're strong and rough.
You don't want dirt under the fingernails and shit like that.
I don't want there to be gangrene. I'm just saying, just some, you know, man hands.
Uh-huh.
I don't want it to be like all soft and delicate.
Yeah.
You know, I like the differences like feminine and masculine. I like that combo together. It's a good.
Yeah.
It's a good combo.
Yeah. I think you're primed for some big romance. You know. You're getting pretty desperate.
Desperate?
Yeah.
I'm not desperate.
No, not desperate, but you know.
I turned guys down left and right.
I know, but it's because it's not your type, you know. But if
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, I mean, this is a town of really pretty people too, so you gotta understand the kind of guy that I'm interested in. They're not as frequent here either, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of really good looking, like manicured and more metro type dudes. You know what I mean?
So where would you find those? In Texas?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys like that in Texas, more so, you know.
Yeah.
Texas has, I think, more of that kind of rugged kind of thing going on.
Mm.
And they also got a lot of other stuff going on.
Yeah, I suppose.
It goes a little too far. You know, I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
No, I like Texas guys.
I'm sure you grew up there. Why not?
You know? Well, I didn't think
that's
I ever.
That's probably why you like them, because that's what you saw around you.
I never liked them growing up, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved here, and I was like, oh, I think I like that.
Yeah.
Because like, oh, they're like, that's kind of more, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
We got a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air with Kira and Sam. Go ahead.
Whoa, I dialed the wrong number.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Where were you trying to reach? You called into a radio station.
I'm sorry?
You called into a radio show.
I kind of got that from your answer. I apologize. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
That was funny.
That was, yeah.
Anyway, a lot of exciting stuff.
I was going to try and humor her, but she was quick to
hang up. There's a lot of exciting stuff happening here on LA Talk Radio today. Just watch out. Get your breaking news and get your like great call-ins. That's how we do it. Breaking news here. Do you even know what's going on in the news?
Yeah, I was going to find out where she was calling, but she seemed kind of like uncomfortable.
She seems like she needed to make that call.
Yeah.
Seems like she's like, yeah, the people I really need to talk to, I got to get on that.
Yeah.
So.
We've had that before when people call a wrong number and we really keep them on the line for a while.
I know. No, I think that's really funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'd love to do right now?
What's that? Prank someone?
I want to prank my brother.
Really?
Can we do that? Let me give you his number.
Well, but we got to work on the prank. What
no,
are you gonna
I will.
Do?
No, he's not going to. He's just going to think it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to have him on the air. And no, I'm serious. This is going to be so funny because I want y'all to hear how country he sounds.
Yeah, but do you want to do that to him?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Here's
you
the
sure?
phone number. Here you go. Look.
Okay, hold on.
Grab the phone.
Okay, hold on.
Here you go. There we go. Let's get crazy.
Okay, the mobile
one? And then just,
one?
Yeah, the mobile one. And don't say anything, Sam, but I want you guys to hear him. It's going to be awesome.
All right. What's his name?
It's Matt.
Okay.
This is going to be funny.
This thing just turned itself off here.
Let me see it.
Okay, but I think I got the right number. Let's see. Yeah, I got
it. You guys stay tuned. We're calling my brother in Texas, and we're pranking him.
Yeah. And we're moving the phone back and forth. And
yeah, so don't say anything, okay, Sam?
Okay, I won't say
until
anything.
Until I point at you, and then we'll be like, you're on the air.
Really?
And I call him Doug, by the way.
Okay.
Hello? Matt.
Yo, Douglas, it's your sister.
What's up, Flapper?
What'd you call me?
Flapper.
Listen, Flappy Gilmore. Hey, man, did you get your test results back? Did you get your test results back?
For what?
For that rash.
Huh?
Did you get the test results back from your rash?
What rash?
You know the rash you've been having. Matthew, I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. Your phone's a piece of shit.
Hey, you know what? You are a piece of shit. Listen, say hello to the world. You're live on the air with Sam and Kara in the morning.
Oh. What up?
Yeah, Doug, how you doing?
Was that the best opening line you had right there?
You see, that's the thing. It's because she didn't plan it. I told her we have to plan a prank. You know,
that's
you
can't okay. Just like... Matthew, say hi to everybody. Everybody's listening.
Hello, everybody. Coming live from Texas.
Matthew, I was talking about you the other day. I said, I really like your girlfriend. I think she's beautiful and she's smoking hot. But you guys are posting way too many pictures of the two of you with your dog.
Well, yeah. That's what happens when you have, you know, somebody else besides yourself that you love.
You mean an animal? You mean your animal? Okay. I mean, it is a cute dog.
It is an animal, but he's like a son.
He's like a son. Well, you make yeah. I always knew your kids would be a little bit, you know, beastie looking.
Yeah. So, but Kira's not into animals, right?
No, I like animals, but my brother's kind of doing the whole I'm a grown up thing now, which I'm proud of him, but it's kind of freaking me out.
Yeah.
So Matthew, so you're going on a cruise, right?
Yeah, we're leaving the day after Christmas, and we're gonna be going to Belize and Honduras. For New Year's.
Wow, how cool.
But the thing is with cruises, it's really like a floating restaurant and a floating trough. So basically what you're saying is...
Yeah, it's going to be like... Well, what they say is the cruises are for three different categories. Newlyweds, overfeds, or nearly deads.
I've heard they say... Yeah, I've heard that. Hey, you guys want to hear a really, really bad joke? Matt, do you remember we went on a cruise one time and there was like a comedian, and he was telling a bunch of jokes. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is dirty. Sorry, guys. But he's like, what about the food on this cruise? He's like, I don't know about you guys, but did anybody else have to stand up to take a shit this morning?
That's pretty.
Hey, I didn't.
Pretty vulgar, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, it is vulgar, but I didn't write it. But it's funny, isn't it funny?
Yeah.
So I'm not coming home for Christmas. Not that you don't care, but anyway.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting. I haven't talked to anybody.
What do you mean?
I haven't talked to anybody. I didn't know if you were or if you weren't. So.
Yeah. So anyway, what's going on? Is something special going to happen on this cruise that you told Deborah about and you didn't tell me?
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know.
I mean,
knows.
He's on the air. Come on.
So whatever.
Relax. You know, don't put him on the spot.
This is the biggest 15 minutes of fame he's ever going to have in his life. Matthew, is the question going to be popped?
Well, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. What the hell? I'm feeling uncomfortable for your brother now.
No, he's not uncomfortable. He can take it. Anyway, Matthew.
No, I'm actually okay with it because there's no way that she's... Yes, the question is going to happen. New Year's Eve at the party, yes.
Does she have any idea it's going to happen?
I think she has a slight idea, but she doesn't really know what, when, where, or even a time frame. I just think that she thinks that there's something up.
Yeah.
Okay.
But who knows? I mean, I'll probably do the thing and throw her ass off the boat.
There you go.
Matthew, yes, you know what? You know what'd be really funny. What you did is if you were to like get on one knee and she thinks you're pulling out a ring, but then you like give her a necklace instead. You know, just to kind of fake her out a bit.
Well, then I don't want to get thrown off a boat.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want to get on a boat. You're not a great swimmer either.
She's pretty aggressive when it comes to that kind of stuff and. You know, so, yeah.
Oh, really? She's ready.
Well, she just, you know.
She's ready to get married.
She's ready for it.
Yeah.
So
am I. Okay, Matt. Well, I love you so much.
All right, Matt.
I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be a prank call, but it didn't work out that
way. That's okay.
So we learned a little bit about Kira's brother, which is cool.
Anybody that Kira calls, it's definitely a prank call.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
So how did you grow up with such a crazy sister, man? Was that hard?
I don't know. I think, I don't know. The doctors say it's two different things. It's either lack of attention from her or what it is.
Yeah,
I don't,
probably.
We don't really know, but she's wild and crazy.
Yeah, she needs a lot of attention.
She's definitely a lot to take care of.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
There's no doubt about it.
Matt, anyway, remember when you ran me over with the golf cart?
Yes. I do remember that.
He ran me over the golf cart.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you young?
Yeah, he freaking mowed me down, man. We're in high school.
Oh.
Yeah, he totally mowed me down. But no, Matthew still gets kind of embarrassed when I come around to see him and stuff.
Really?
Like, he likes it, like, because Matthew's actually really funny. So he likes the energy, but it does stress him out a bit. He's like, oh gosh, he's bringing out my crazy side. People are watching, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, what are people going to say?
Yeah, he gets like nervous.
Well, the problem I have with it is that, and I don't know, you know, what your relationship was, how, you know, how much you know care, but just thinking about going into like a nice restaurant. You know, you're going to get a good dinner, have a good conversation, and then all of a sudden, you know, dancing, you know, like American Idol just starts in the middle of nowhere.
And you're welcome.
And she just starts doing, you know, singing at the top of her lungs, and what it does is it's a head turner for every table.
Right.
So it's like all eyes on me when I enter into a room.
Right.
Yeah, I know. You're still jealous, but you know, if you work at it, you can get that attention too.
It's funny. It's funny, you know, in a lot of different scenes and atmospheres that you walk into, you know, bars, clubs, you know, something that's, you know, funny. But when you walk into a sit-down restaurant.
Dude, when have we gone to a nice restaurant? Dude, when we've never gone to nice restaurants together. You talking about Gilhooly's? Gilhooly's is a bar.
No, I'm talking about just going somewhere like, just, I don't know.
What, Denny's? Denny's doesn't count either. We're from Texas. What's the last 5-star restaurant we went to? Anyway, my point is like, you're welcome.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to, we're gonna see about that, because I don't know what you'd be welcoming, because, well, I don't know, maybe me. You used to be a waitress, right?
A long time ago, yeah. I've upgraded. I'm a hostess now.
Didn't you used to sing for all your customers?
Yep.
Sounds like Kara. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I think God. One of them told you to stop or something one time.
No,
didn't they?
Didn't. No, they didn't. I got requested because I sang for them. Get your story straight.
No, didn't you get in trouble one time because you were like, oh, is it because the guy was really, really old?
No, what happened?
He was a really young girl.
Yeah, that happened one time. It wasn't because I sang. They said it was like watching an episode of Saturday Night Live.
Mm.
That's what they told.
A comedy show?
Yeah, that's what they told my manager.
Yeah.
I said, that's going to be great to be part of my before story.
Yeah.
I can't wait to put that in there. Okay, Matt, you're dragging us down a bit. Listen, I love you.
Are you Facebook stalking me?
No, I got other things to do. Why? Why do you think I'm stalking you?
I'm gonna have to kick you off my friends list.
I've already blocked my postings from you and all my family. Second of all, no, your picture.
Did you know mom calls me like 5 times a day now?
Mom calls you?
She has my cell phone number.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah.
Why'd you give her your number?
I don't know. I don't know who did it, but somebody gave it to her.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Anyway, y'all have a good show. I'm fixing to go play golf. So.
Okay, go live the rough life.
Thank you, my friend. Take care. Bye bye.
Okay, bye.
It's Kira's brother. And he's younger than you,
he
right?
He is younger, but he sounds like he's freaking older, huh?
No, not really. I mean, okay. He sounds pretty young. You know?
I'm talking like this, like I'm an adult, put Kara down, but secretly he's jealous of me.
That's not such a heavy accent.
No, I know. I just like to give him a hard time. No, yeah. I love him. He's really, really funny.
Cool.
He's a lot of fun, too. Mm. But no, he's proposing to his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, it's one of these things they've talked about it, so she knows it's coming.
Mm.
It's not like it's going to be that big of a surprise.
Yeah.
But
okay,
whatever.
Yeah. I mean, how long have they been together? Long time?
I'd say about a year.
Oh, really? That's all.
Yeah, about a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I can't go into all of his stuff because if they do listen to the show, he'll get really pissed.
Mm.
That's the problem. You need to be able to do the show and nobody know you so you can totally vent.
Yeah.
And let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, what I have here is 5 Facebook profile pics that make you look like a tool. And so they're telling you what you shouldn't do. One is called the MySpace shot.
In the bathroom?
In which men pose shirtless in front of their bathroom mirrors and women pout into their boobs. How did you know that?
Because it's kind of a joke, a running joke, is that everybody needs the MySpace picture where you're, like, holding it and, like, it's the mirror.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's because it's the only way you can really take a picture of yourself.
Yeah.
Like a full body type thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that makes you look like a tool. Another one is subbing in an inanimate object, pet, baby.
Oh, you know? Okay. Yeah. I get that. I have a friend that does that, but his are usually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm tired of people with their cats and their dogs, you know, as their profile pictures.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant like, okay, yeah. So instead of them, it's like a picture of their goldfish.
Right, right.
Yeah, or their baby.
Isn't that a little irritating?
Yeah, it's just like having to compliment somebody's baby you've never met that's not fully cooked. Anyway, go on.
Yeah. Liquoring up. A couple of party pictures in which you're holding a glass of wine or a beer are fine, but a parade of profile pics that could pass for Budweiser ads are probably not the best choice.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I think I have all these, but anyway, go on.
Yeah. Then group shots, you know? You have a lot of friends and are very popular. We get it. But we can't even know who you are out of everybody there, you know?
It's kind of like a lot of these is like one of my roommates.
Yeah.
Everything. She's always got to put, like, all my friends are like, we don't like her status updates because she always puts stuff. She's like, I'm at the bar with a friend, or I'm on the plane going here. Or
yeah.
She always literally has to just tell you how fabulous her life is when really it's like she's making it sound like she wants to do all this fancy, crazy things just to like kind of look a certain way. And so she puts it on Facebook. And it's really funny. I give her shit about it. Or maybe I haven't, but I need to start.
Yeah, I don't know why people have to report every little thing they do.
Mm.
You know? I mean, I sometimes go days without posting because I don't have anything to say.
Yeah, well, me neither.
Yeah.
You always give me crap because I'm never on it.
Yeah. And then holiday or wedding pics months after the wedding. That makes you look like a tool, too. So,
but I mean, I think the fact that people are like writing a category about pictures that makes people look like tools on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
it's like, come on, that's part of Facebook. It's part of the fun. It's that you're not.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not telling you, you know, I mean, they're just telling you it doesn't make you look great, you know, and it's true. It's true. I think, you know, I mean, all these things are saying it's like people too preoccupied with themselves, I think. But maybe that's what Facebook is about. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know,
you can kind of present yourself to live the life that you want. I have a friend that always puts up pictures that aren't pictures of her, but they're like pictures of celebrities that you can't tell it's a celebrity.
Yeah, I know. What about these
but
people?
But I think it's great. You know, I think it's funny that she doesn't.
They'll never put even one picture of themselves up there, you know?
Yeah.
But I can't, you know, I mean, my biggest rant is what I've discussed before is that when people put up pics that don't even look like themselves from 10, 20 years ago, and, you know, full of makeup, you know, probably retouched and everything. And they put it on there. And then you go into their photo section and they don't look anything like it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That irritates me. You know, I mean, either present yourself in the best way you can, but be honest,
mm-hmm.
you know, be honest. Because then people meet you and they, you know, I don't think it looks good on you, you know, when you try to put up, you know, a different face and then people see you for real and you don't look the same. It's kind of pathetic, I think.
Are you talking about me?
No, not you, in general.
Yeah, I got a lot of different pictures up there, so.
Yeah, no, your pictures kind of look like you. I mean,
well, when I made up.
Yeah, you've got many pictures that do look like you, so that's
Yeah,
fine.
I think it's a good combo.
Yeah.
But it's Facebook, too. You put up the fun ones, you know.
Yeah.
My pictures look like me, I think, when I'm made up. But, like, right now, no.
Yeah.
Rolled out of bed. Nope.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what pictures, you know. But
yeah, but I mean, some stuff is it's they're fantasy pictures. You're capturing a moment. You're capturing a certain angle.
Right.
You know, when you talk, you're not gonna be like this the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not gonna look like that. You're not gonna be frozen in that moment. You know.
Right.
But I don't know. I think if you're doing online dating, I think everything you're saying is much more important.
Mm.
Like, Facebook's different, you know, because
yeah.
I have some, especially, like, you're not an entertainer. Like, you're not really in the industry where you are, you know, people have to see you. So, like, a lot of my friends that are models or actors or musicians, they have some of their fun candid shots, and they have a lot of their studio shots, and they have a lot of their, you know, their Z card and all that kind of those shots. It's very normative to have those shots on Facebook. But, I mean, I think if you're doing online dating, I think it's way more important to put something that's a lot more like, boom, recent photo. My friend took it with her Polaroid or her, like, you know, Kodak Funshare.
Polaroid.
And Polaroid is like 19, whatever. I don't mean that. Anyway, I'm not that old. But my point is you took it. My friend took it with, you know, with her camera and it's not been, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you need something like that.
Yeah.
And I think it's better, too. I think it's really better. I think it'd be better for people to, like, when they meet you, they're like, oh, they're expecting you to look like your photo or even look or you like look better.
Yeah. I mean, you can't be ashamed in the way you look. And that's the message I get when people put up those kind of pictures, you know, they're not proud of the way they look. And that's terrible.
Well, I think it depends on what you're trying to do. If you're just trying to have a fantasy profile, fine. If you're really trying to like meet people and be taken serious, then yeah, clearly that's not a good angle to approach it from.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I know a friend of mine that she always puts up these different photos that are not her, but she's not like misleading guys and going on a date with them either.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's different. I think if you're going on online dating and you have a picture that is a headshot, you know, nobody looks just like their headshot.
Right.
Because you're supposed to be selling something in your headshot.
Exactly.
You're supposed to be looking like, oh, if we hire this person, they can look like this photo and they can kind of, you're supposed to need to look like it, but certainly it's a kind of a TV style type thing where you need to look like you're selling something.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
Versus.
But the more headshots I get, the more I realize people don't look like their headshots at all, you know, and that's terrible, I think. But what do I know? Yeah, I mean, okay, so even if you're in entertainment and you have to send those pictures, still, when you go for the interview, they'll see you don't look like that.
Well, it depends on, again, what you're doing. Like, if you're going to be doing print work, doesn't really matter what you look like. It matters what the product looks like. So
I just think they can generally see if you're white or black or, you know, pretty or not pretty, but that's, you know, they can't take it at face value.
No, but I think that it's like it's the idea that you're selling something, you know, your face will be on a product if you're doing some kind of commercial work, if you're doing print work. It's like that you do the finished product isn't just you standing there. It's really the picture. You know, and acting, it's the same thing. I mean, it's not just the photos, but it is the way you look in person, too, because obviously. Yeah. But my point is that it just depends on the intention behind the photos. Are you really trying to mislead people, or are you really trying to just have fun on your profile? You know?
See. Okay. What can I tell you?
I don't know.
You know? But good news for people that exercise.
What?
If you lift weights while you're walking or in addition to walking, you get more bang for the buck as far as being fit and trim without increasing the total workout time. So they're saying that you should integrate weights into what you do. That would be cool if I worked out.
You got to start
but
somewhere,
it's so
Sam.
Far, it's so distant from me right now.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
I do. I keep saying that, you know, but I do. Maybe the new year. Are you like into resolutions and shit, or is that...
No.
That's pretty much bullshit, huh?
No, every day is something, you know.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for New Year's.
No, I think that's hype, you know, New Year's resolution. I think after 3 days into the new year, no one's thinking about a resolution.
Yeah, well, that's usually the way it is with everything. You know, throughout the year, I think.
Well, I think you have to look at it like this, because I was thinking about, you know, my life up until now has been, I mean, the last 6 months, especially the last 3 months, have been so completely up and down and, you know, very, very all over the place. So, because of that, there's certain things in my lifestyle, like my workouts get pushed back. I sometimes don't get to them. I eat when I can. And so now I'm starting to try to get more on a schedule. But really what kind of hit me was like, you know, every day is just today. That's all you have.
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm going to get into a running program to train for a race. So then I know I have certain days throughout the week I have to get my runs in and do it with groups. You know what I mean? And there's just certain things I'm making more of a concerted effort, because if I don't, they'll keep getting pushed back.
Yeah, you got to focus on what you want to do and do it. You know, you can't think too much about it.
Yeah, you have to just have you know, accountability, and you have to have make it a goal. And I mean, I think you should be flexible with that stuff. But at the same time, if you don't do it at all, then the next thing you know, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, I always wanted to do a marathon, I never did it, you know what I mean?
Right,
that kind of thing.
Right, yeah.
But for you, I don't know what that looks like for you. I don't know what you want to do, but maybe just taking walks.
Yeah, no, I don't think walks really do it for me, you know. I mean, when I used to work out, I used to do like aerobics and things like that, you know, so that really you could feel you getting the workout.
Yeah,
and weights too, you know. But but as far as cardio, I don't think walking will cut it for me.
Well, I'm saying as in like an introductory, just to get your body going and like start moving. That's all.
Probably.
It's just like a friend of mine wants to maybe go on this running group, and I'm like, just show up and do what you can and walk the rest.
Yeah.
You know, just get out there and show up, you know, and that's like the first step is just, you know, a little bit.
I agree. We don't walk enough, I think, in this town anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I know when I go traveling into cities where people walk a lot, you don't gain weight. You can eat anything you want and you still, you know, you don't see fat people. You know, and that's interesting. But, Yeah, this culture in LA is the car culture, and we don't really walk a lot. We don't.
There's not a lot of fat people here either, though. Come on, it's very, very vain.
I don't know about that. But
see obese. I never see like obese people that much.
Oh,
I
do all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't. Maybe it's just where I live.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's where you live.
Like in the South, you do.
Anyway, folks, Kara, have a happy Thanksgiving. I know you're going to be working, but you'll still get to eat, and that should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, thank you all for joining us. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you here on Friday.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.